Good morning, beloved, and thank you once again for inviting me into your homes as we share a few moments together on this beautiful Monday morning in God's Word. Today we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 1 through 15. Here the Apostle Paul speaks against the false apostles who have been boasting about their work among the Corinthians. Paul reminds them that he did not ask to be paid while he was teaching and preaching among them, but that he had to rely on monetary gifts from other churches while he was in Corinth. And God's saving word for us as we begin this week is spiritual renewal. So let's begin reading 2 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. I wish you would tolerate me, even when I'm a bit foolish. Please do. I'm jealous for you, just as God is. You are like a pure virgin whom I have promised in marriage to one man only, Christ himself. I'm afraid that your minds will be corrupted and that you will abandon your full and pure devotion to Christ. In the same way, Eve was deceived by the snake's clever lies. For you gladly tolerate anyone who comes to you and preaches a different Jesus, not the one we preached, and you accept a spirit and a gospel completely different from the spirit and the gospel you received from us. I don't think that I am the least bit inferior to those very special so-called apostles of yours. Remember, I'm an amateur in speaking, but certainly not in knowledge. We have made this clear to you at all times and in all conditions. I did not charge you a thing when I preached the good news to you. I humbled myself in order to make you important. What was wrong with me? While I was working among you, I was paid by other churches. I was robbing them, so to speak, in order to help you. And during the time I was with you, I did not bother you for help when I needed money. The believers who came from Macedonia brought me everything I needed. As in the past, so in the future, I will never be a burden to you. By Christ's truth in me, I promise that this boast of mine will not be silenced anywhere in all of Achaia. Do I say this because I don't love you? God knows I love you. And I will go on doing what I'm doing now in order to keep those other apostles from having any reason for boasting and saying that they work in the same way we do. Those men are not true apostles. They are false apostles who lie about their work and disguise themselves to look like real apostles of Christ. Well, no wonder even Satan can disguise himself to look like an angel of light. So it is no great thing if his servants disguise themselves to look like servants of righteousness. In the end, they will get exactly what their actions deserve. And today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2, where Paul writes, "You are like a pure virgin, whom I have promised in marriage to only one man, Christ himself." You know, it's interesting, beloved, that here the Apostle Paul came to these folks at Corinth, didn't receive any help from them as far as housing or, you know, food, anything like that. All that was paid from churches in other cities. So Paul was able to come to Corinth and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ and not be a burden to anyone. And then when he moves on, a bunch of guys whom we refer to as Judaizers, they move in. They claim to be greater apostles than Paul with a better gospel. And basically what they're trying to do is get the new believers to revert back to Judaism. They would claim that Jesus was a Jew first, and so these new believers in Corinth should become Jews first, then they can become Christians. And so, you know, we're just reminded that the Word of God has said, not of works of righteousness that I have done, but according to His mercy He has saved us. And so, but these people were trying to bring them back under the bondage of the law. And again, in the end, the Apostle Paul says they will get exactly what their actions deserve. You know, we have a saying, if you play silly games, you will win silly prizes. And so no action is overlooked. God rewards all. And so these so-called apostles are setting themselves up for judgment, not from Paul, but from God himself. Let us pray. Holy God, help me to grow in faith and in knowledge of you. Clothe me with your spiritual armor so that I am able to reject and dispel any false teachings that I may hear. Surround me with your steadfast love and care. In your holy name I pray, amen. Well, tomorrow we will be in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 16 through 33, where the apostle Paul describes his suffering as an apostle of the Lord. So, tomorrow morning, I look forward to seeing you. Again, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.